Welcome to Vanguardia America. I'm your host. Today's show, we're going to be talking to Johnny Lozoya, who is an old friend. I've known him, I think, since I've been in the Phoenix Valley. Great guy. He does so much stuff here in the Valley that's connected to the media and the lowrider scene and a whole variety of stuff. Let me just read you his short biographical introduction, if you will. Johnny is an original staff member of Lowrider Magazine, a magazine that has been around since the 70s. He began working there with them in 1978. He's a producer of something called Super Events Entertainment Shows. They do concerts, car shows, Super Viles. He's been doing this all over the Valley for the past 35 years, all over the Southwest, really, for the last 35 years. He's worked in media as a photojournalist, which is really how I got to meet him, because you cannot go to a Latino event anywhere in the Phoenix Valley, maybe on this planet, I don't know, without running into Johnny Lozoya. He is there. He's photographed everything under the sun, political events, entertainment events. His bio here says he's photographed something like four presidents. So we'll have to talk about that. And we have him on today to talk a little bit about himself and the work that he does and the lowrider scene, because I'm particularly interested in whether or not the lowrider scene is what it once was. Is it bigger than it ever was? And I think the conversation with Johnny is going to be really enlightening. And then we won't forget to mention again at the end of this interview, but on Saturday morning, when you hear this on La Onda live on Saturday morning, that day at the Chase Field Plaza, Johnny's going to have what he calls a multiple event. Grupo Enigma will be there performing. There'll be a lowrider car show, more than 30 vehicles, motorcycles. There's going to be a group from EA Women's Mercado, small business owners. These are connected to Stephanie Vasquez, who is a small business owner and the owner of the Free Trade Cafe in downtown Phoenix. So lots happening there. But these are the kinds of events. This is one of the kinds of events that Johnny is involved in. Johnny, welcome to Vanguardia America.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your interest in covering our community.
Well, hey, Johnny, don't be so formal. We've known each other for a long time and have crossed paths in so many ways. And I've done events here and there where you've been so helpful in terms of the community work you do and stuff to support the arts. And so it's a great pleasure to have you on. I wanted to have you on in part because, you know, hearing here and there about the sort of the legacy of the lowrider scene and where it is these days, and it goes back decades. First of all, tell us about your connection to it. You mentioned in your bio Lowrider Magazine. Talk briefly about what that is and how did you get into this world of kind of the lowrider shows?
Well, I had the opportunity to work with Sunny Madrid, the original publisher and founder, Chicano publisher, which was one of the very few back in October 1978. He was the one that really gave me an opportunity to develop as not only a photojournalist. I became an automotive editor for Lowrider Magazine. I was able to cultivate the community, La Raza. I was able to really have, I found a niche for me. And I always had this executive mentality for the lowrider community that we should be addressed formally as a motorsport. And now, which has transcended well into the mainstream, matter of fact, it's global. There's lowriders all over the world, primarily Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Mexico, England, France, Germany, Japan, Saudi Arabia, you name it.
Just so people who may not be familiar with the lowrider scene, although for those who were lucky enough to ever have visited you, they'll probably have seen photographs all over the place of this. But tell us in the most succinct way, what are lowriders?
Well, it's a manifestation of a car that has been repurposed. And basically, we're probably one of the most celebrated folks who developed reinventing a vehicle that has already been invented by General Motors.
That's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put it. You're reinventing a vehicle because you're shaping it in a new way and painting it in a new way.
Absolutely. And it's an extension of our personality. Each and every person that develops, that has a vehicle, you know, it's like a canvas on wheels, intricate changes, personal touches. It's amazing that all of these folks are artists. Vehicles are chariots on wheels, our modern day chariot.
That's fantastic. And of course, people who aren't into the scene have seen these cars. They've probably, stopped by and saw a car show and somewhere at some event, like the one that you have coming up at Chase Field. But some of these shows are huge, right? I mean, like hundreds of cars. And
Well,
in the
better
past, you
friend.
put on some major, major shows.
Yeah, we were just talking about Lowrider Magazine. Well, Lowrider Magazine now is basically just a digital publication, but they do major shows all over the United States. Matter of fact, I think one of the editors just came back from Japan, where he was at an event there. We have transcended well into the mainstream. Today, we are the mainstream. We have cultivated what began in the Chicano communities. And definitely, it's important to remember and understand that that's where the artistry began in the Chicano community.
Yeah, you're right. This is a key thing that people should know, that the look and the style and the vibe, of lowriders and the, as you call them, kind of a canvas on wheels, flex a Chicano culture. And Chicano culture, of course, reflects indigenous culture and the blending of,
Yes.
the Mexican and European histories that go back centuries. And that is imagery that comes across in sometimes what is painted on the cars and the way the cars are painted. It's a whole scene that's connected to our history.
I've been a late bloomer to the cultura indígena,
I find that hard to believe, Johnny Lozano.
but I have not only embraced it, not only promoted it, but I find it's kind of like a crown. Once you understand it, and once you implement it into your campaigns, once you share it with the community, we all have indigenous roots, Chicano, South American, Central American. We all have indigenous roots. Somos America. We are the America before America was America. It was Turtle Island.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I just had an interview with the folks from Arizona Vario Stories. And one of the things that we talked about is that the work that they're doing, in many ways, is about survival of the culture, right? The survival of our communities. Because even if we stretch back those 500 years ago, I mean, basically, los españoles, and I have, Spanish roots through my grandfather who was born in Spain, los españoles were trying to exterminate the indigenous people for all practical purposes.
Right.
And then blended with them and produced what we all know as the mestizo culture, the blending of those two cultures. And what has survived is us, right? We're the living, breathing embodiment of that. And not to overstate this, but lowriders really express that and show what remains of our legacy and history. And it's here with us today.
I can guarantee you, no matter what show you go, wherever you go to, even in Japan, you're going to see the artwork of the indigenous peoples. From throughout the world, you're going to see it on vehicles because they totally embrace our culture, no matter if they're in New Zealand, Europe, you name it.
That's interesting. Have you had a chance or an opportunity over the years to speak to maybe Europeans or Japanese or people from other cultures about why they are so attracted to the lowrider culture and the Chicano culture? What interests them?
Well, what it started off to be was Americana. They wanted to embrace Americana. And what happened while they were embracing Americana, well, then came the cultura Chicana, the cultura indígena, the cultura Mexicana. So they've embraced, and those are three individual cultures, that we have to recognize. Even ourselves growing up here as Chicanos, we have not totally embraced our cultures. But that's okay because I'm here today to share with the audience out there that we need to recognize our cultures.
I think this is an important thing for especially for young people to realize, and even people our age, understand that Chicano culture isn't obviously Mexican culture in the most direct way. It's a new incarnation, right? It's something that
Right.
created, and it's a blending of that old historical Mexican culture with, American culture, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a whole new expression. In that way, it's as American as soul music. It's as American as rockabilly or whatever, right? It's part of Americana. So that's a great way to put it.
So as I mentioned previously, we have been here on Turtle Island, where our indigenous roots are at. That was the name that the indigenous folks related to the Americas, right? So we haven't traveled from anywhere. We have always been here for tens of thousands of years, if not more.
Part of the history of this hemisphere, absolutely. Now, when you have your car shows, what do people get to see and experience when they come to them?
Well, I have this phrase I utilize. It's Ringling Brothers Barnum and Lozoya, like the old circus folks, right?
And people should also know that Johnny Lozoya is also known as the Latino paparazzi because of
Absolutely.
the photographs that you take at all the big events. But what's the experience like when they come to one of your car shows?
Well, they're going to see a car show event. They're going to see live entertainment. They're going to be able to shop with local merchants here that are, a lot of them handcraft the materials. We have one of the folks is Luis Ancinto. He brings in materials from Oaxaca Imports. He does a great job in sharing our cultura indígena. Beautiful stuff.
Will he be at the event in
So,
Chase Field on
yeah, he'll
Saturday?
be there. Also, we have Aya. They're going to be supplying a lot of crafts. Some of them are handmade, some of them are retailers. They're entrepreneurs. They're Hispanic, Mexicana, Chicana.
This is a organization that's based here in the valley called EIA, which translates to her. And
Right.
these are small business owners. And I think it was created by Stephanie Vasquez,
That's
who's the owner
correct.
of the Fair Trade Cafe. I think she used to have a couple of outlets. I know there's still the thriving one that's up on Central Avenue, I believe, Roosevelt. And she is a dynamo, involved in a whole lot of things, activists, and in many ways, extremely progressive about the world that she operates in, and promotes small business, promotes Latina-owned businesses, which, by the way, people should know, Latina-owned businesses are the fastest growing segment of small businesses in the United States. Tell me something about the history. In your bio, you mentioned that you've taken photographs, for instance, of four presidents. That doesn't happen by accident. Tell me about those experiences.
Well, interestingly enough, I had the opportunity to photograph President Bill Clinton, President Fox from Mexico,
Vicente Fox.
Barack Obama, President
Barack Obama. Wow.
Obama, and
George W. Bush, by any chance?
I was at the Kerry Bush,
Yeah, one of the
yeah,
debates.
at ASU. I didn't get to go inside, but I did do this media spin.
And what about the infamous Donald Trump? Did you get a chance to photograph him?
I missed a meeting,
Well, it's probably good because he has a habit of having people, beat you up, if he doesn't like you when you go to his rallies. So probably
Well, I would have took the first punch.
a good. That's Johnny Lasoya of Super Events. We'll be back in just a moment with part two of my interview with Johnny. You're listening to Vanguardia America. Welcome back to Vanguardia America. Now let's get back to my interview with Johnny Lasoya of Super Events. Now, you've been involved in the lowrider culture for so long. What have you taken away from it in essence? What has it maybe taught you about yourself?
Well, here's what I've done. So I've branched out into the five different arenas, the education community. I've branched out into the business community, to the arts and entertainment, to the social scene, especially with social media and other areas. But what I've done is when I branch out, then I come back to the lowrider community and utilize some of these new innovative concepts and ideas and implement them into our community.
Well, I think I recall you mentioning to me once that in the early days, and I've seen these early issues of Lowrider magazine, before anything like some of the modern mass media outlets that we have today, there was Lowrider magazine, and there was an inclusion of some short news items about the Chicano
Absolutely.
community and what it was doing. And at that time, it was one of the very, very few places where, hey, if you wanted to know what was going on in the Latino community and the Chicano community around the country,
Right.
right, that was the place to find it. So they actually put out news. It wasn't just photographs, and it wasn't just, a little caption that said, here's what you need to know about this car. And it wasn't just the pretty girls that are on the cover of the magazine. Like, they put hard news in there as well, right?
Well, absolutely. We had a student at that time. He was going to get in his master's at UCLA. His name is Roberto Rodriguez, who recently passed away. He was a student, then he became a professor, Dr.
And a
Sintley.
journalist, right? And a journalist as well, and
Yeah,
for
a
many years.
journalist.
And
He's from,
he wrote for Lowrider magazine at that time.
he wrote for Lowrider Magazine. He published five books. He also published Americas 2001, which was his own magazine, culturally related magazine. He was actually drafted to go to Wisconsin to teach and further his career.
And then
he went to New Mexico, and the same thing, he was drafted to go to New Mexico to teach and further his career. And then he wound up at U of A in Tucson, where he became a
professor there. For a
professor
long time.
There. Once he retired, then he got a sabbatical, and he was sent to Mexico, a mile and a half away from the Pyramid of the Sun, for he could just do more study.
But there must have been a variety of writers who wrote for Lowrider magazine doing some of that new stuff, whether it was freelancers or independent journalists or maybe staff journalists.
Well, there was a lot.
I only knew of it. I mean, I think I remember seeing the magazine on a newsstand in Laredo, Texas, right? Which wouldn't be a surprise, right?
Laredo.
When I was very young, and seeing the news items in there. And, you know, and frankly, in its own kind of small way, it was an inspiration for me as a journalist, because I thought to myself, here's news about our community. You know, maybe I could do this as well. Do you have a sense that the magazine inspired Latino journalists and creators over the decades?
It was very impressionable for me. You know, I used to sell newspapers of the LA Times and Herald Examiner on the corner of Western and Santa Monica Boulevard.
Okay.
In the city of Hollywood. That was my first introduction to media. Little did I know that that was going to help me grow as an individual, give me direction into the media. And flashback maybe at 15 years after that, I was working with Lowrider Magazine. And I was in Chiques, California, and they drafted me to work with them. And the first thing they did was sent me to Arizona to open up stores, to cultivate the market. We used to handle our own distribution. It was very, you know, that's very powerful, because you control the editorial content.
Yeah. Right. Unfortunately, the magazine is no longer owned by the Latino community. It's been gobbled up by kind of a big corporate entity. But you're right. That's really critical that we as a community own our own media outlets.
Right.
And again, recap. You have a show coming up on Saturday. Saturday, January the 27th at Chase Field Plaza. And what time does the event open? What time does the show start?
The doors open at 4 p.m. It goes till 10 p.m. It's going to be a three-ring circus. There's going to be a concert, car show, fiesta, mercado. And there's going to be something for the entire family.
Are there tickets or is it admission?
Yes, tickets are available at the Diamondbacks box office. And they all also online. There's a if you circle back with the box office, they'll give you a link to get your tickets online. It's basically a celebration of the World Series, because we were going to originally have this event in October. It got bumped by the World Series.
Oh, well,
what a great way to be bumped! We're in the World Series, you know. And that was my second round with the World Series. I was at the 2001 World Series when the D-backs won. And I documented not only the christening of the building, believe it or not, but also the World Series parade. I was in the World Series parade documenting that for Maricopa County Supervisor Mary Rose Wilcox.
And what other, real quickly, what other projects do you have coming up? Do you have stuff on the horizon in terms of other shows?
Oh, absolutely. So February 10th, I'll be doing a symposium at Cal State Channel Islands in Camarillo, California. I've been out there for a year, and I was documenting material out there in the car clubs out there. And now we have the opportunity to share that in a formal way at the university. We're going to be doing a celebration reception at the Broom Library, and also a car show display there as well. And that's basically the market that I'm going to approach and to share in with that community, because we need to now that we're gone global, we need to cultivate that. Mm-hmm. You know, I just did a speaking engagement with the Phoenix Suns, and they've also embraced the Lowrider community. As a matter of fact, they built a 1957 Chevy Bel Air.
From scratch, basically, right?
Yeah, from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, So they asked me to speak at their Hispanic Heritage event back in October, and I spoke about not only my career working with Lowrider Magazine, but also my life growing up as a proud Chicano. And they recognized that. They've embraced that. And my phrase was, "The sons get it. The sons get it." Now we got to get everybody else to get it.
To close out, a reminder to our audience that back during the passage of Senate Bill 1070, one of the
Yes.
most draconian anti-immigrant bills ever conceived, that created all kinds of havoc here and a lot of tragedy for our community. The sons were one of the people that stood up for our community, right? They
Right.
created, I think they had a game, a particular game, where they were essentially sending the message that, hey, we're on the side of the Latino community and the immigrant community. And they nicknamed themselves for a little while Los Sons, as I recall.
Right.
So it's not brand new to them. They understand that we're part of their market, and more
Right.
people should understand that we're part of their market and we're not like an alien force, right? We are here, we're Americana, et cetera.
Yeah, and I have to recognize Chelsea Chavez. She was the one who really reached out to our community, not only with building the vehicle and reaching out to me to for a speaking engagement. Then I also did a soundbite for the documentary that they did when they were building the vehicle. So there's a lot that she has contributed to.
Who painted that vehicle, by the way? You probably know.
Yes, Bugs Efrain Gonzalez.
Bugs. Okay, that's a
Yeah.
great name for somebody who paints lowrider cars. Yeah.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah,
But
he painted it. And don't they have a name for the car?
El Valle.
Okay, that's perfect.
So they put a team together utilizing updated hydraulics system, custom interior, and a wild paint job that will literally looks
The
like
car looks
out of
great.
the world. Yeah.
So people, if people want to Google El Valle and Phoenix Suns, they're going to find the photographs of this car, this amazing car that
Absolutely. They've totally documented that vehicle. There's also a couple of documentaries that they've done, like I mentioned earlier. And again, the sons get it. They recognize us. They've embraced our community. And now we have to move forward. And
Yeah, we do have to, I'm so glad you're mentioning that as we close out, because recognizing our legacy, recognizing our contribution to the arts and to culture is about having self-esteem as a community. And the only way you can advance is if you believe in yourself as a people,
exactly.
right? And you don't let people think that they can just run you off. Because you know as well as I, Johnny Lasoya, that we are here to stay. And the mainstream community needs to understand that. And believe it or not, lowrider culture is part of that movement.
Right. I have to say that when we used to put the Lowrider magazine together, we used to get hundreds, if not thousand, dedications. The one that was always number one was, "Don't let no one get you down by war." And
Okay.
that
You mean music
is,
designations, like song dedications?
and in closing, I have to share the
Oh,
words
okay.
of not only Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, "Si se puede, si se puede."
Which is a sort of another way of saying don't let the world get you down, right? I mean, don't let no one get you down.
Don't let no one
Oh,
get you down.
fantastic. Well, with that, to the audience, take it from Johnny and War. Don't let no one get you down. Johnny Lasoya is a producer and a photographer and a writer and creates lowrider shows, involved in so many activities, benefiting the community. Thank you so much. Living history in so many ways, Johnny. Thank you so much for being with us today on Vanguardia America.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Don't forget, on January 27th, that's Saturday, January 27th, Johnny will be hosting the Hispanic Heritage Family Fiesta at Chase Field Plaza. For information, Google Johnny Lasoya or visit his site on Facebook. You're listening to Vanguardia America.